And we're back here at the Vatican tonight in Delphus St. John's as the Fort Recovery Indians take on the Delphus St. John Lady Blue Jays. Again, apologize, we were having some technical difficulties. Technology is great when it's working, and when it's not, unfortunately, it causes lots of problems. So we do apologize for that. But we will get, when we have some time tonight, we will be airing the Hall of Fame announcements with all the bios on those two athletes entering the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame. So getting started here, going through the starting lines for both teams, we'll do that as well. Again, the Lady Blue Jays are 6-7 overall, 0-4 in the MAC. Losses to Versailles, Minster, New Knoxville, and St. Henry. Obviously played a very tough schedule up until this point. Starting for the Lady Blue Jays is number 5, Caning, a 5'8 junior. Number 11, Gagnier, 5'6 junior. Number 12, Mentor, a 5'7 junior. Number 20, Will, a 5'8 senior. And number 34, Fremont, a 5'9 senior. So don't really have a lot of size, but they do have a lot of perimeter players, shoot the ball really well. That's kind of been the strength of their team throughout the year. So if they're on, it's definitely going to be a tough matchup for our Indians. Starting for our Fort Recovery Indians tonight, number 15, a senior, Brooke Colleague stands in at 5'5". Number 20, Kiara Wendell, 5'5 junior. Number 21, Olivia Patch, a 6'2 senior, going to Hillsdale Commit. Number 22, Val Mullenkamp, a 6' senior, going to Finley. And number 24, Allie Vaughn, 5'10 a junior. So that is our starting lineup for our Indians. And jumping in the middle is Val Mullenkamp for the Indians. Has a significant size advantage, and she did control the tip, and St. John's knocked it out of Allie Vaughn's hands. So it will be Indians ball on the side in front of the Blue Jay faithful. Allie Vaughn triggers the ball inbounds to Kiki Wendell. Kiki's on the left side with it, dribbles in to the middle, hands off to Allie Vaughn. Ball screened by Olivia Patch. Back up top to Val Mullenkamp. She surveys what she has, throws it inside to Olivia Patch. They triple team her, kick out to Allie Vaughn, drive baseline. Kick over the other side to Kiki Wendell, back inside to Val Mullenkamp. Double team by the Blue Jays. Into cross court pass to Kiki Wendell. Up and banks it in for a little 12-foot jump shot for Kiki Wendell. So obviously the Indians are going to try to use their size advantage here early on. And the Blue Jays are going to double them, make them try to kick the ball out and hit some perimeter jump shots, which the Indians just did right there with Kiki Wendell to give them a 2-0 lead on the Faller Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Blue Jays have the ball up top as Caning. She's actually one of their tallest players, but she's also, it looks like, handling the ball at least through this set, guarded by Allie Vaughn. They're running a double high post. Looks like they're going to maybe try to hold the ball. A little stall game going on. The old Michigan State stall game, if you can recall that, with Judd Heathcote a number of years back. Looks like you might be listening to me talk a lot here tonight, unfortunately. So right now, St. John's has no intentions to get a shot up right now. Canning's holding the ball at half court, dribbling, and Olivia Patch is inside the circle. Four Indians are inside the paint, and four Blue Jays are standing at the elbow. Olivia looks around to Coach Holly Gann and says, what do you want me to do, Coach? And she says, stay back. So right now, we might get through this thing rather quickly tonight. So Olivia does come out a little bit, close enough to get a count. Dribbles down to the sideline to Caning, throws back up. They just basically are replacing each other up top. Whoever has the ball is up top. Obviously, they feel like they are at a disadvantage to do this. If you feel like you are the better team, you're not definitely trying to short the game and stall the clock. So Caning drives down to the wing, turns around, picks it up, tries to hit Gagnier up top, and Allie Vaughn does knock it out. Gagnier did have 31 points this past week against Fort Jennings, so obviously we know she can score. Allie Vaughn does come and get a tip from behind. Great job by Allie Vaughn. In transition, stop a little pull-up jumper, misses it off the glass, tips it over to Brooke Colley. She grabs the rebound, back up, and misses, and it will be St. John's ball. So the Indians did have a couple opportunities at the basket, but just came up short on those. Right now, Coach Vaughn yells, hey, let's go pick him up full court. Let's try to get this thing up and down a little bit. So we are. Brooke Colley's guarding the ball. Allie Vaughn's coming up from behind trying to get a trap. St. John does break the pressure, throws it back up to Caning up top. Guarded by Allie Vaughn on the right side. Now they're going four corners. Swing the ball over here to Will. guarded by Olivia Patrick. Now Ali Vaughn comes up and switches. So instead of having Liv on the ball up top, we'll put Ali Vaughn on the ball, and we'll just switch off of that. Will drives over the middle of the key. Count is on. Brooke Kalik does switch off on her right now. Switches back to Ali Vaughn. Count still on. It's got to be close to 5 seconds. Because it really doesn't matter if you switch off on defenders. Still by Olivia Patch. Push it in transition. Throws it ahead to Val Mullenkamp. Little stutter step hesitation. Drives baseline. Kick over to Ali Vaughn for a three. Good. Ali Vaughn. Nice pass by Val Mullenkamp. Give the Indians a quick 5-0 lead. All right. The Blue Jays are back into the half-court stall game again. Dribbling down, we have a double high post. The ball handler drives to the corner of the wing, and one of the elbow players will replace up top. That way they always have an outlet to throw to. Basically, if the defense falls asleep, they will take the layup. Otherwise, it's hold the ball up top. Right now, Canning has the ball up top. Switch off on Kiki Wendell. Brooke Kalik with a steal. Pushing in transition. Decides to hold up a little bit as they get back. Skip cross pass over to Val Mullenkamp. Wide open three on the left side. Up and no good. And looks like out of bounds on Ali Vaughn. Great hustle, though, by Ali. And Paige Fortkamp will replace Olivia Patch. And they're basically saying, hey, let's go press this thing a little bit and try to get this thing up and down. Right now it's 3:57 in the first quarter. 5-0 Indians. St. John's has not taken a shot yet. Paige Fortkamp's coming from behind looking to trap. Blue Jays do get it up to Bittner, who checked in at the last whistle as well. Knocked out by Brooke Kalik. Gagnier takes the ball out of bounds, guarded by Brooke Kalik. Throws it to Caning inside. Drives in past Paige Fortkamp. Up and no good. Ali Vaughn with the rebounds. Pushing in transition right now. No one's stopping the ball. They finally do. Kicks out to wide open Brooke Kalik, who doesn't shoot it. Swings it over to Kiki. Kiki swings it across the page. Back over to Kiki. Wide open three. Good shot fake. She has it pulled up. Turns it down. Goes over to Brooke Kalik on the right-hand side. Swings it over to Paige Fortkamp. Swings it over to Kiki Wendell, left side. Val Mullenkamp's inside with it. Receives the pass. Turns around face up. A little short, but there's a reason why, because she did get hit on the arm. So Val will be going to the free throw line. Right now, we're kind of spreading the floor for round one and working Val kind of in that short corner high post area. Again, at 5-0, 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Again, St. John's is definitely trying to stall and hold the ball. Val does hit the first one, trying to shorten the game for themselves as they feel they are at a disadvantage. So right now for the Indians, we got to be able to obviously hit this free throw, be able to try to pick some pressure up full court, try to get this thing up and down. Val misses it, but is not boxed out, grabs the rebound, goes in for it, but they do call jump ball. And it is going to be over to Delphus basketball. Coach Vaughn again yells about picking them up. Full court, so we do that. Man-to-man pressure. Kiki is on the ball. They swing back to Canning, so now Paige Fortkamp's on the ball. Again, double high post, holding the ball up top. Right now, it has not worked out very well because the Indians' defense has been really good. They do pick the ball up on the side. Number 23, Rossman, guarded by Kiki Wendell. Right now, Bettner dribbles it off her foot, is frustrated with herself, and doesn't go after it. Ali Vaughn picks it up, dribbles down, stops, and throws over to Brooke Kalik, but throws it out of bounds. So Indians do not capitalize on the turnover. And it looks like Ali Vaughn's coming to the bench, and Macy Day is coming in, senior Macy Day. And Indians pick up full court, and I do apologize, a little hard to see. We're up here in the crow's nest, which, by the way, I'm afraid of heights, so this is not a great spot for me. So Will has the ball, drives down, throws up a running one-handed shot, put the Blue Jays on the board. 6-2 with 2:20 to go. Indians throw the ball inside to Val Mullenkamp, who's double-teamed, turns and throws it off the glass for a score. Indians increase that lead 8-2. Brooke Kalik is on Gagnier up top, dribbles to the left-hand side. Delphus drives in. Number 23, Rossman, drives in. deflects it, but gets an offensive rebound put back and knocked out by Paige Fortkamp. So the Delphus St. John's, the Lady Blue Jays, will take it out in front of our crowd over there on the far side. Gagnier catches the ball up top on the right side. Little flare screen coming back off. Brooke Colley gets through that. Bussman has the ball on the right-hand side. Again, Delphus is trying to hold the ball up top. Double high post. Dribble from one side to the other. Bussman drives to the left, picks it up, throws to Molter. And it looks like they're going to throw the ball away. Looks like Olivia Patch and Allie Vaughn's coming in, replaces Macy Day and Val Mullenkamp. So again, Delphus has one shot attempt in the whole first quarter with 1:43 to go. Indians lead 8-2 as they're Delphus trying to hold the ball. Right now it's Indians' ball. Kiki Window on the left side. Dribbles in, a little X over action by Allie Vaughn. Kick over to Brooke Colley, wide open three, but turns it down. Driving up top, hand off to Paige Fortkamp. Paige turns the corner, kicks over to Allie Vaughn in the short corner. Now she stops and posts up. Possible turnover, nope. Kiki Winter recovers the ball off of Allie Vaughn's deflection there and gets called for a foul. Is number 5, Caning, on St. John's. So Allie Vaughn will trigger the ball in on the right side of the floor, right in front of St. John's bench. Throws it to Kiki Window in the backcourt. Kiki Window dribbles down, reverses the ball to Brooke Colley. Skip pass over to Olivia Patch. Olivia drives in, spin back, and looks like she's going to travel. So Olivia called for steps. Drove into the middle, stopped, tried to pivot around, a little up and under move, and got called for steps. St. John's will take the ball out. Full court pressure here by the Indians. Paige Fortkamp's on the ball. Caning drives in, kicks over to Fremont, guarded by Olivia Patch on the left-hand side. A little call for a hand check. So St. John's will trigger the ball in on the left-hand side. And that is going to be number 12, Mentor, takes the ball out. Throws it in the Rossman, guarded by Allie Vaughn up top. Over to Will, guarded by Olivia Patch, drives in. Allie Vaughn looks to double team. Paige Fortkamp now comes over and picks her up. Caning drives in, kick out to the right-hand side. To Mentor, drives in, wild shot, misses. Kiki Window with a rebound. Pushing in transition. Nothing there, so she pulls the ball back up to half court with 32 seconds on the clock with an 8-2 lead. Indians now say, hey, let's go four corners. Olivia Patch is working hard, but I don't think they're going to try to get it to just because of the time. Make sure you stay out of the paint there. Kick over to Brooke Colley. Allie Vaughn has the ball. Olivia comes up and sets a high ball screen. Little hand check, but no call. Allie Vaughn drives in. Good. Allie Vaughn, nice drive in and score through some hand checks and a foul, but no call. Indians take a 10-2 lead. Right now, St. John's has the ball. Gagnier drives in, throws up a shot. Ooh. They call foul with 0.6 seconds, and Allie Vaughn's looking around like, where is the foul at? Will be her first, team second, and Paige Gagnier will have a chance to hit two free throws here. First one up is good. Lead now for the Indians with 0.6 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's 10-3. Has the second one up. Throws it up and good. Right now, 10-4 lead. Paige Fortkamp throws the ball into Brooke Colley and time expires. So great start for the Indians. After the first quarter, it is 10-4 Indians lead.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
All right, and we're back. Again, it is 10-4 Indians lead after the first quarter. In the JV contest tonight, the Lady Indians improve to 3-7 on the year under Coach Chris Guggenbiller, 1-3 in the MAC, as the Indians come away with a 31-21 win. After the first quarter, the Indians led 5-2. In the second quarter, the Indians get outscored 5-2 to have a tie ball game, 7-7 and a half. In the third quarter, they pull ahead with 11-8 quarter to make it 18-15 at the end of the third. And in the fourth quarter, the Indians score 13 points to Delphus's 6 to increase that lead by 10-31-21. To start this quarter, Kiki Window has the ball for the Indians on the side, drives in, little clear out, nice finish, and good, gets fouled by Gagnier with the drive by Kiki Window. Again, it was 10-4 at the end of first quarter on the Fowler Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. And to start the Fort Camp Excavating scoreboard here in the second quarter, Kiki Window gets a drive right away, misses the free throw. St. John's has the rebound, but it is a 12-4 lead for the Indians. All right, now St. John's has the ball. Monter drives in, kicks over to Rossman. Rossman has the ball back up to Will. Right now they're trying to go again four corners, guarded by Olivia Patch. Probably a matchup advantage here for Delphus as they run five guards on the floor, and Olivia's guarding the ball up top. Will drives in. Nice shot by Olivia Patch. Closed out here by Brooke Colley for Gagnier in the corner. Missed three. No one goes. Great box out by the Indians. Unfortunately, no one goes after the rebound. Val Molenkamp does pick it up here eventually. Throws ahead to Brooke Colley in transition. No one's on Brooke. Brooke throws over to Olivia Patch. Unguarded. Shot misses, and it looks like we have a collision of three people on the floor, and looks like Allie Vaughn's going to get called for the foul. So Olivia Patch misses that shot. Allie Vaughn, a Brooke colleague, and a St. John's player runs in, and Allie gets called for a foul. So they will be taking it out on the inline. Will Delphus throw it in to Kane, guarded by Val Molenkamp. Speeds down the floor. Dribbles in the middle, kicks over to Rossman. Guarded by Kiki on the left-hand side. Great defense by Kiki. Throws the ball back up top. Swings over to Monter. Guarded by Paige Fortkamp. Again, St. John's is going four corners. You would think they wouldn't be able to keep this up the whole game, because eventually they're going to get behind here, which they already are, but as that time shortens, they're going to have to come out and try to attack the basket. Right now, we got a turnover by St. John's. Kiki Window with the steal. But St. John's does pick up a foul. 12-4 in the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter scoreboard with 6:39 to go. Right now, Brooke Colley has the ball on the right-hand side. Hand off to Val Molenkamp, closely guarded here by St. John's. Behind the back dribble, hand off to Kiki Window. Kiki drives over to the left, throws over to Brooke Colley. Brooke Colley drives in, throws back up to Paige. Paige turns down the shot, looking for someone to get open to. Throws to Val Molenkamp. Val drives, a little pull-up 15-footer. Misses. St. John's with the rebound. Mentor with the rebound, pushes ahead to Kanan. Kanan drives in. Little pull-up jumper, one-handed. Kiki Window with the rebound. Pushes in transition, lifts at the high ball screen for it, goes middle, hands off to Brooke Colley. Brooke drives in, throws over to Olivia Patch. Olivia's shot fakes, drives in, throws to Val in the corner. Little ball screen by Val. Val picks up her dribble, swings up to Brooke on the top, right elbow. And Coach Ken says, hey, let's take a timeout and talk about this. Not really happy with what I'm seeing out here, so we'll take one with them.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And speaking of Fort Camp Excavating, I see Brian Fort Camp over there on his phone. Checking out some action in Paige here. Paige is one busy kid, as she's also in swim as well for the Indians. So the swim team's off to a great start, so congratulations to those swimmers. We got 5:45 to go. 12-4 Indians lead here on the Fort Camp Excavating second quarter. At the timeout there, Whitley Rammel checked in for Olivia Patch, and St. John's goes to a 2-3 zone. Macy Day also checked in for Brooke Colleague. Right now we throw it in to Whitley Rammel, throw it back out to Kiki, swing it over to Paige. Macy throws it into Val, quickly double team, throws back up to Kiki. Kiki swings it across. Right now it's a 3-out, 2-in with Whitley and Val in, and Kiki, Paige, and Macy out on the perimeter, and St. John's looks like they are packing it in and basically saying you got to hit a shot from the outside, which the Indians can do so. Make sure we keep working the ball. We'll take good shots. We'll get those to go down. Macy Day wide open for three. She's one that can hit it. Comes up a little long. Kiki Wendell with an offensive rebound. Dribbles back up top. Blue Jays still in the 2-3 zone. Swings over to Paige Fortcamp. Short corner pass to Whitley Rammel. Goes to dump it in to Val. And looks like a turnover. Maybe that jump ball call. Yep, turnover. Turnover by Whitley Rammel. Got to be on balance and strong with the basketball. So jump ball tie up here. Indians are full court man-to-man pressure. Gagne has the ball picked up by Macy Day. Again, Gagne is a player who had 31 points last week, so we know she can shoot it and score. Dribbles across the timeline. Macy deflects it. Back up top, behind the back dribble, drives middle, and gets it up. Shot blocked by Paige Fortcamp and goes out of bounds on the Indians. So nice outside defense by Paige Fortcamp. 4:42 to go in the second quarter. 12-4 Indians lead. St. John's has the ball underneath the basket. Trying to trigger it in, having a hard time to find someone. Finally does get it into Mentor on the side, guarded by Kiki Wendell. And throws the ball out of bounds. So great defense by the Indians. Macy Day throws it into Kiki Wendell. St. John's looks like they're still in the 2-3. Throws over to Paige Fortcamp on the left. Up to Macy Day up top. Over to Kiki Wendell on the side. Val Mullenkamp is in that short corner. Someone we could look to get the ball into high post, which we just hit her. High low to Whitley Rammel. Up and in. Misses it. Offensive rebound put back and misses it again. And St. John's with the ball. Pushes in transition by Canning. Hands off to Will up top. Stops and holds. Swings it over to Mentor. Back up top to Canning. She drives in. Guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Up and misses. Val with a defensive rebound. Val now is pushing the ball in transition. And, yep, double dribble. Thought maybe she got away with it right in front of the official. Trail official was a little behind. Didn't think he saw it. But ended up seeing it anyway. So they do call turnover on Val. Allie Vaughn checking in for Macy Day. So right now on the floor for the Indians, we have Kiki Wendell, Val Mullenkamp, Allie Vaughn, Whitley Rammel, and Brooke Colleague just checked in, replacing Paige Fortcamp as well. So Macy Day and Paige Fortcamp exit there. St. John's will take it out on the side. Canning has the ball, and again, they hold it, going four corners. Canning has the ball up top, closely guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Count is finally on. Canning drives middle of the floor, kicks over to Bittner in the corner, throws back up to Rossman up top. Guarded by Allie Vaughn. Count now is finally on the left-hand side. Rossman has the ball, drives the middle of the floor, hand off to Gagne, guarded by Kiki Wendell. Four corners again. Gagne drives the middle of the floor. Little Euro step, gets fouled for the shot by Kiki Wendell. So Paige Gagne will be going to the free throw line. Again, I apologize. You got to listen to me talk here and fill some time. But St. John's is holding the ball right now, trying to shorten the game. So you got to listen to me talk a little bit through that process. Paige Gagne hits the first one. Cuts into the Indians' lead, 12-5. Second quarter, 3:22 to go. Second free throw is up and good. I believe that young lady is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Kiki Wendell has the ball. St. John's is in a 2-3 zone right now. Allie Vaughn and Whitley Rammel's in the inside. And Allie Vaughn loses the ball out of bounds. A little lack of focus right there by Allie. Caught the ball, looking to make a pass or a drive, and didn't catch it cleanly first. Paige Fortcamp comes in for Allie Vaughn. Paige Gagnier has the ball up top, guarded by Kiki Wendell. Again, four-corner look. Paige drives over to the left side, guarded by Kiki Wendell. Throws over to Rossman, guarded by Brooke Colley. Hands off back to Gagnier. We have a trap in the corner if we use it. Gagnier drives in, throws it up, and misses. Looks like probably going to be off it. No, I think we got a call there. Looks like the ball bounced off of Brooke Colley's head out of bounds, but looks like it's going to be Indians ball, though. Allie Vaughn checking in for Whitley Rammel. Looks like we might be doing a little offense-defense or something here. As Indian players have been going in and out quickly here. Kiki went over to Brooke Colley on the left-hand side, up the page. Forkamp over to Kiki Window inside Allie Vaughn. Indians are quickly moving the ball on themselves. Great offense here again. Now we just got to make sure we look to score against this. Paige Forkamp has the ball. Don't even look at the rim. No, swings over to Kiki. Throws it to Allie Vaughn inside. Throws it up and misses. Val Mullenkamp with an offensive rebound. Throw over to Kiki Window for three. Long. And St. John's comes down with the rebound. Right now, St. John's is just packing that thing in, daring us to shoot it. Right now, we are, and we're not hitting anything. Deflection over here by Brooke Colley. Has the ball to Canning up top. Dribbles back out to half court. Be able to create some space here. Drives in, loses it, but no call. Catches the ball on the left-hand side is Canning. Drives in, throws over to Aubrey Fremont with the three, cuts in the lead to 12-9 now. St. John's being very methodical on offense. 2-3 zone on defense. Brooke Colley has the ball up top, throws it to Paige Forkamp, skips it over to Kiki Wendell, throws in a Val Mullenkamp in the high post. Brooke Colley for three and misses. Paige Forkamp tries to get a rebound but loses it out of bounds. Right now, St. John's is just packing that thing inside the paint. Olivia Patch comes in, replaces Allie Vaughn. On the floor for the Indians, we have Brooke Colley, Val Mullenkamp, Olivia Patch, Kiki Wendell, and Paige Forkamp. 12-9 lead with a minute 20 to go at the Vatican. St. John's does have the ball. Mentor has the ball, and coach is yelling, hey, let's get up high. Drives in, Mentor throws back up top to Will. Guarded by Kiki Wendell, but reach in foul. And Val, who are they going with that? They're going Kiki Wendell with the foul. So that's, we have one on the scoreboard, but I heard, yep, nope, they got two now. So Kiki has two, Allie Vaughn has two. Team foul is number five. Indian trigger, or St. John's triggers the ball into Will, guarded by Olivia Patch. Throws into Gagnier. Now with a Mentor. Mentor's driving in. Great help side defense by Olivia on her. Open three for Will. Misses. Brooke Colley with a rebound. Pushes in transition. Turns around, throws the Kiki Window on the left side. Skips it over to Paige Forkamp. Over to Olivia Patch, short corner. Nice high-low into Val Mullenkamp. Up and misses. St. John's with the rebound. Pushing in transition is Rossman. Drives in. And the call and foul. Is it on Paige or Olivia? Both were there. 14. Paige Forkamp gets called for a foul. So Indians pick up their sixth foul right now. Right now, St. John's definitely has a game plan, and that is spread the floor, try to use the size of the Indians against them, be very methodical on offense, and try to take some driving lanes to help. Indians help, kick out to the corner, and we got threes. If not, we're holding the ball. So they're taking layups and open three corner kicks, and that's it. First free throw up and good for Rossman. Allie Vaughn comes in for Olivia Patch. Indians trying to go offense for defense here, it looks like a little bit, with a 12-10 lead with 32.4 seconds in the second quarter. Second free throw up and good for Rossman. 12-11 right now. Kiki Window has the ball, gets a little full-court pressure, catches the ball to Paige Forkamp, and quickly they call foul. Coach Gann is yelling and screaming at the Indians right now a little bit. That's probably the most vocal I've seen her all year. Right now, the Indians just kind of seem to be a little sleepwalking through this. That's not how you want to play in a conference game, especially on the road. Right now, again, St. John's is packing it in on defense, daring us to shoot it and being methodical on offense, trying to get us frustrated. I'd say it's probably working a little bit. Kiki Window has the ball, dribbling it out, probably going to take one shot. Throws over to Brooke Colley, back up to Kiki Window up top. Kiki looks to drive in, kicks over to Brooke Colley, looking for a pass, but they have Val Mullenkamp bottled up. Kiki drives in, gets blocked. Val saves it, throws it to Rossman. Over to Mentor for St. John's. 3 seconds, dribble into half court, throws up a heave, and comes up short. So Indians take a 12-11 lead in the half. A little sloppy, a little methodical for the St. John's, trying to slow this thing down, and it's working for the St. John's. So nice game plan by the Blue Jays, but the Indians do lead 12-11. We'll take a break.
Ocal Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses, when the cold and flu strikes, you can count on Ocal Pharmacy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription, and we will recommend the best products for you. Stop in Ocal Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our 3 Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back, and it looks like some future Lady Blue Jays, maybe their sixth grade team, is out here playing up and down the court, which I think is always a great thing. Get the girls out here at the game, first of all, and then also they get a chance to play in kind of a big crowd and a big stage here for them. Real quickly, we will be running down some stats here, and then we'll go to our Hall of Fame profile, so you have a chance to kind of see that and hear that, since we were having some technical difficulties here early on. For the Indians, leading the way for the scoring is Kiki Window with 6 points. That does not add up with what they have on the scoreboard. But they have Kiki with 6, they have Allie with 5, and they have Val with 3. And if my math is correct, that'd be 14, but it looks like we have 12 on these scoreboards. We'll try to track that down and see what the score is here actually for our Indians. But again, very low scoring pace. Indians jumped out the first quarter. It was 10-4. And then the Indians only scored 2 points in that second quarter as Delphus scores 7. And the Indians again have a 12-11 halftime lead. Again, 12-11. St. John's is holding the ball, spreading them out, and trying to shorten the game, which has worked so far for them. So we will quickly go to the Hall of Fame profile.
The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame will have 2 new members in its 2020 induction class. The induction ceremony will be held between the JV and varsity boys basketball games versus Arcanum, scheduled for Saturday, January 18th. The 2 new inductees will join the 43 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. The 2020 inductees are Dale Griesinger and Matt Reisner. Here's the sports biography for Dale Griesinger. Dale was a 1949 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. He was a 4-year letterman in baseball and captain during his senior year. He was a mainstay on the 1949 baseball team that was undefeated until a loss in the regional finals. He led the team in stolen bases. Dale was also a star on the basketball court at Fort Recovery High School. He earned 2 varsity letters and was also a co-captain of the team. Dale went on to play college basketball at Capital University, earning 3 varsity letters. Dale continued his participation in athletics long after his scholastic career, playing fast pitch and slow pitch softball, basketball, and volleyball on many independent teams and while serving in the Army. While in the service, he played basketball, softball, and volleyball for the 5th Army Headquarters of Chicago. He also coached both basketball and softball until his separation from the Army in 1956. Dale was a member of many successful independent teams. As a member of the New Idea Equipment team, he won fast pitch softball state championships in 1951 and 1952. He played on various slow pitch softball and basketball teams in the Detroit area from 1957 until the mid-1980s, winning many championships and making many all-star teams. He also coached numerous basketball and baseball teams during his 35 years as an educator. The gymnasium at Hoover Junior High School in Taylor, Michigan is named the Dale Griesinger Gymnasium in his honor. Dale culminated his playing career when his senior slow pitch softball team won the National Senior Olympics Tournament for ages 65 to 70 in 1999. That's the athletic biography for Dale Griesinger. Here's the athletic biography for Matt Reisner. Matt was a 1998 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. He was a star runner at Fort Recovery High School in both cross country and track, earning four letters in each. Matt was a top runner for the 1996 state championship team that compiled an amazing record of 162 wins and no losses. He was Fort Recovery's top finisher at the state meet, placing seventh. During his Fort Recovery High School career, Matt ran in the state meet three times and was an all-state runner in both 96 and 97, placing seventh and eighth in those races. He still holds the second fastest 5K time in school history for cross country, 16 minutes and 14 seconds. Matt was a member of three MAC championship teams and two district and regional championship teams, in addition to the state championship team. Matt participated in the cross-country Junior Olympics in 96 and 97. He also went to Australia in 1996 to compete in the City to Surf race, where he placed fourth for Team USA. Matt also excelled in track in the 400, the 800, and the 4x800 relay. He is still the current record holder in the 800 and the 4x800 relay team. That 4x800 team won the MAC, district, and regional in both 97 and 98, placing 5th and 9th in the state, respectively. Matt placed 7th in the state in the 800 in 1998. He also posted a career best of 52.47 seconds in the 400, which was the school record at the time he graduated. Matt continued his running career after high school at Wright State University, where he was a four-year letterman. He still runs marathons, most recently the 2019 Columbus Marathon, where he placed 43rd out of nearly 3,600 runners, which qualifies him for the Boston Marathon. Matt has run over 36,000 miles in his lifetime. That's the athletic biography for Matt Reisner, who, along with Dale Griesinger, will be inducted into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame on Saturday evening, January 18th.
And what quite the honor for those two guys as they have a chance to enter the Fort Recovery Hall of Fame. And, you know, we want to go out and obviously pack the crowd that night, not only just for our Indian players, but also our past players that have kind of paved the way for our future here and our current players. You know, that's quite the honor for those men. So quickly, we'll run down again stats for us, then we'll take a commercial break and we'll be right back. Indians jump out in the varsity game with a 10-4 first quarter lead. In the second quarter, they score 2 points, as the Indians do, and a 7-4 Delphus, as the Indians lead at halftime 12-11. Leading the way for the Indians is Ali Vaughn with 5 points, Kiki Wendell with four. They did make that correction on the scoreboard. And Val Mullenkamp with three. Olivia Patch, Brooke Colleague, Paige Fortkamp, Macy Day, Whitley Rammel all played but did not score. And in the JV game, the JV team for Fort Recovery came away with a 31-21 victory to improve their record to 3-7 and 1-3 in the MAC. At the first quarter, the Indians led 5-2. In the second quarter, they got outscored 5-2. And with 7-7 at half, in the third quarter, the Indians outscore the Lady Blue Jays 11-8, take the lead 18-15 at the third. And in the fourth quarter, the Indians put on a display, score 13 points, outscore the Blue Jays 13-6, and walk away with a 31-21 victory for Coach Chris Guggenbiller. We'll take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses, when the cold and flu strikes, you can count on Cal Pharmacy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription, and we will recommend the best products for you. Stop in at Cal Pharmacy.
members enrolled in the Super Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our free Activate Health Center location. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, Indians trigger the ball in out of bounds on the side. Gets the ball in Alivon in the high post against the 2-3. Throws over to Kiki Wendell on the right side. Gets deflected. Brooks Hogg is able to recover. Drives baseline. Pulls it back out. Swings over to Paige Fortkamp. Back up to Kiki. St. John's is in the 2-3 zone. Brooke has the ball. Drives in. Throws out to Paige. Paige dribbles right back up. Throws over to Kiki and Alivon. Ali kicks out to Brooke Hogg. Open three. Misses. Rebound St. John's. St. John's has it. Gagner drives in and up and good. Indians trail now 13-12. So being methodical on offense and packing it on defense is paying off for them. Paige Fortkamp has the ball. Throws it back up to Brooke College. Swings over to Kiki Wendell. Allie Vaughn short corner drives in. Oh, turned down a layup, Allie. Shoot that thing. Throws over to Paige. Swings back there. Now we have the Allie and probably, yep, offensive foul as she drove baseline and shoved off with her arm. That's her third foul. So, Allie picks up her third on that offensive foul call. Indians throwing out a full court press, man-to-man it looks like. Brenna Holman seeing her first action of the season as she's had some knee problems. Indians trying to get this thing up and down. Throw it in to Mentor, guarded by Kiki Wendell. Throws over to Painting. Close to a 10 count here. Drives in. Got away with the carry. Maybe a second one. Throws over to Fremont in the corner. Back up top to Mentor. Mentor drives up top. Little jump by Brenna Holman. Gets a deflection. Hits her head hard on the ground. A little slow getting up. Brenna's tough, though. She pops up. Looks like they're going to call a little hand check on Val. Officials do check with Brenna. She says she's okay. It's going to take a lot more to knock that kid out. I can tell you that. She's tough. Mentor taking the ball out on the side. Throws up top to Caney. Caney's driving in. Guarded by Brenna Holman. St. John's goes four corners. Throws over to the corner off of that. To Will. Will has the ball up top. Dribbles back out. You don't see that too often. Too many kids dribbling away from the basket. But St. John's is doing that tonight. Caning drives in. Splits the defense. Throws back up to Mentor. Mentor drives back away from the basket. Has the ball half court. Guarded by Kiki Wendell. Throws over to Will. She catches now. Tries to drive in. Throws over to Fremont. Fremont throws it back up to Caning. Caning drives back up top. Three across the top is St. John's. Two in the corner. Brooke Collig is face guarding Gagner in the corner. Canning has the ball. Count now is finally on. Throws over to Mentor. Mentor throws back up to Canning. Canning throws over to Will in the corner. Wide open three. Long deflection back up to Brooke Collig. Brooke throws ahead to Kiki. Kiki looks to drive middle. Guard it. Throws over to Val. Wide open. Three good. Three for Val Mollenkamp. The Indians retake the lead 15-13. Nice stop under control. Collecting herself is Kiki Wendell to get an easy basket for Val. St. John's has the corner. Ball in the corner as Will, guarded by Val Mollenkamp. Throws back up to Caning up top. Spreading the floor is St. John's. Trying to go one-on-one. Trying to get the Indians to help side defense and kick out the shooters. If not, they're content holding the ball. Caning drives in, gets called for foul. Reach in, is that Val? Yep, Val Mollenkamp picks up a third foul. So right now they're basically spreading the floor, trying to take the Indians off the bounce. And the Indians are getting called for fouls for reaching in. Whitley Rammel checks in. Triggers the ball into St. John's on the side. Canning has the ball up top, guarded by Holman. Looking for a trap is Brenna Holman, but no one's coming. Right now throws over to Rossman. Rossman has the ball kicked to Fremont in the corner. Rammel with a rebound. Goes to Kiki, throws the head to Brenna, and Brenna loses the ball out of bounds. So as we're trying to push the ball to get that thing up and down and get this game sped up a little bit, we turn the ball over. That's one thing you're not going to be able to do if you want to try to push the ball. Especially trying to get this thing up and down. You can't be turning it over. Canning has the ball against Indians full court man-to-man pressure. Canning dribbles up. Reach in by Brennan. No call. Looking for a backdoor play. Nothing there. Closely guarded here by Brennan Holman. Canning. Backdoor cut. Throws it away. Brooke Colley with the steal. Brooke slowly pushes it up. Hands off to Paige Fortkamp. Paige picks up her dribble. Throws back up to Brooke. Brooke over to Kiki. Kiki over to Brooke. St. John's packs in a 2-3 zone over to Kiki Wendell. Now Paige Fortkamp. Paige goes out of bounds. Right now the Indians are just not real sharp on either end, offense or defense. And looks like the Blue Jays and Coach Strand will take a timeout. We'll take one with them here. Indians lead 15-13 with 3:43 to go in the third quarter. And Port Recovery Insurance scoreboard.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, on the Fort Recovery Insurance third quarter scoreboard, it is 15-13 Indians lead with 3:43 to go. Again, it's been kind of a sloppy play game by the Indians, but also at the same time, Delphus is definitely taking the air out of the ball and holding it, running minutes off at a time, not getting shots up. I think they got one shot up the whole first quarter. So right now, Will has the ball up top. Closely guarded by Whitley Rammel, but she's able to go by her. Drive in, looking for a help side defender. Throws up a shot. Wildly shot, but Paige Gagnier grabs the rebound. Throws up to Rossman. And they bring the ball back up. Mentor over to Rossman for a three. Good box out by Brooke Colley. Reach in foul on Mentor. So Indians will take the ball out on the side. So Brooke Colley has the ball out underneath. Throw it in to Kiki Wendell. Kiki Wendell dribbles down. Little short corner elbow, throws to Brenna Holman. Brenna throws to Brooke across, moving the ball all the way across the floor. Kiki has the ball on the left side, skip past to Brooke Colley. Right now, there's daring the Indians to shoot. Someone's got to step up and hit a jump shot. Right now, there's no one looking to shoot for the Indians at all. We're just kind of passing the ball around the perimeter. Val catches it short corner. Skip pass over to Brenna Holman. Goes over to Brooke Colley. Drives in. Up. Possible charge call, but no call. And then they call Paige Fortkamp for a reach-in. And Olivia Patch will check back in for Paige Fortkamp. And this is a big push I've seen on social media this week about Ohio High School Athletic Association needing a shot clock. This would be a reason why right here, folks, as they're taking minutes off the clock. But understandable why they're doing it as a coach and, you know, as a fan, you understand why, but doesn't make the fun. The game may be very entertaining. Nonetheless, the Indians still got to find a way to win this thing tonight, leading 15-13 with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. St. John's is going four corners and holding the ball. Brooke College Garden canning up top. Drives in right now, tries to split defenders. Throws back up to Will up top, guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Olivia Patch and Kiki Wendell are setting in at the blocks right now. Paige and Brenner trying to get traps. Right now, St. John's just holding the ball. Four corners. Right now, Rossman drives in. Charge taken. Charge taken by Olivia Patch. Great job there by Olivia Patch and help side defense. Something you like to see. That's it. Because right now she had beat her man off the bounce, not sure who it was, and Olivia slid over, took a charge. Hopefully now the Indians can capitalize on this thing. We could hit some shots. Maybe we'd have to pull St. John's out of the zone a little bit. Also, at the same time, we could get this thing up and down and make St. John's speed up on offense instead of holding the ball. Val Mullenkamp has the ball, throws it over to Brooke Collick. Brooke into Olivia. Nice pass for Olivia into Allie Vaughn. Allie's off balance and turns it over. Got to make sure we handle the ball. Ladies got to get his shots up. Right now the Indians are trying to trap a little bit with Val and Allie against Caning. And they're calling for a carry. So Indians crank up a little bit of pressure right there. Get a turnover out of it. Let's see if we can get this thing in that high post again. Olivia's been open inside when she's been in there. Paige has been open inside when they're in there, and we're able to get that high-low look. Indians just has to be able to finish. Olivia catches it in that high post, throws it to Olivia, and Olivia throws it in an alley and knocked away. Looks like Allie lost the ball out of bounds, and Allie's coming out. Paige Forkamp comes in. Delphi St. John's ball. Indians in man-to-man full court. Mentor has the ball. Picks up her dribble in the backcourt. Hands off to Caning. Caning's driving in. Retreats dribble back to half court. Has an open layup. Retreats dribble back. Now looks to attack. Throws to Gagnier for three. Val Mullenkamp's able to grab the ball. Val quickly in transition. Make your stop, you Val. Shoots a little pull-up jumper and hits it. A little 15-foot pull-up for Val Mullenkamp. Able to go coast to coast. Gagnier has the ball behind the back. Val comes over and traps. Gets on the ball for a loose ball. Called jump ball. I'm not sure whose ball it's going to be. If you ever been to the Vatican, we're up here in the Crow's Nest. It's really hard to see anything about a third of the court. So you have to wait till they get to the middle of the floor before you can actually see anything. So not sure what's going on kind of down there right now, to be honest. Looks like St. John's is taking the ball out of bounds by how they're lined up. Throws the Gagnier in the back court, guarded by Kiki Wendell. Indians lead 17-13 with 40 seconds to go. St. John's is back in the double high post stall game. Caning picks the ball up, throws to Fremont. Fremont dribbles back out, guarded by Olivia Patch. Olivia's trying to shorten the court and keep her on one side. Mentor breaks loose up top. Picks up the ball, has the ball, now throws over to Will, guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Paige Forkamp's from behind in trap. She's able to dribble it out of it. Paige Forkamp fouls it right in front of the official, and they don't call it. We'll definitely take that. Caning drives in, travel, but no call. Throws over to Fremont, guarded by Olivia. Olivia, she throws back up to Will, over to Fremont. Fremont drives in, loses it, deflected away from by Olivia. And Caning picks the ball and throws up a wild three-point shot to end the quarter. So after three, Indians lead 17-13. Defensively, they do a great job holding St. John's to two. Also, St. John's does a great job of holding the ball themselves. Indians outscore 5-2 in the third. Heading to the fourth. We'll take a short break and be back.
Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're
we're back here for upcoming games this week. We have the undefeated Delphus St. John's Blue Jays coming into the Fortside Fieldhouse tomorrow. Big matchup, MAC matchup for the Indians. That game will be on FRR. Bob Leverett and Brian Patch will be doing that one. On Saturday, the girls travel up to Division III powerhouse Ottawa Glendorf OG, and FRR will be doing the broadcast. I'll be doing that one myself, and that game will be aired on WOSN at 4:30 on Sunday, Channel 43, and the boys that night host Wapaw, and FRR will be doing that one. Bob Leverett and Brian Patch will be doing that game, so if you can't make it to any of the games, listen to Fort Recovery Radio, and hopefully you like what you're hearing, and hopefully you have a chance to like the Indians' victory. So, Indians lead this one to start the fourth quarter, 17-13. Kiki Wendel has the ball, dribbling up top. St. John's comes out man-to-man defense, which is something they have not played the whole entire night. Right now, Indians looking to attack baseline. Kiki Wendel drives in, a little drag pass behind Paige Fortkamp. Paige skips the ball across to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig receives a ball screen by Val Mullenkamp, drives in and shoots and scores. Right around the rim on the layup, but we'll take it. Any way it goes in, we'll take it for sure. Gagne, nice player, drives in, gets it up. Too easy of a basket there for her. Right now, it's 19-15 Indians lead. Loose ball, turnover for Kiki Wendel. And the Lady Jays pick it up, and Caning has the ball, and looks like Allie Vaughn steals it from her. Throws ahead to Val Mullenkamp. Val maybe gets away with a little bit of a push. Shoots and misses. Kiki Wendel with an offensive rebound. Kiki dribbles out and sets the offense here. Looks like they're hollering out a set. Throws a Val in the high post. Val turns and drives in. A little step back, nothing there. Throws over to Allie Vaughn in the corner. Coach says, hey, let's take a timeout. Let's talk about this since we've not seen a man-to-man defense all night. We've been running zone offense. So it is 19-15, 6:27 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a short break and be back.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, and we're back, 19-15 on the Wabash Mutual fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians ball underneath. Kiki Wendel throws it in to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn thinks about it, throws it across to Paige Fortkamp. Paige Fortkamp hands off to Kiki. Kiki's driving in right now. Kick out to Paige. Paige open three. Air ball. Indians go after it. Not sure how we got that ball. We had two players tip it in, but they were out of bounds. Allie Vaughn drives in, throws it over the rim. Caning with the ball. Dribbling down, throws ahead to Will. Will head drives in. Double team by the Indians. She throws over to... Can't see who she threw the ball to, but it looks like Allie Vaughn's going to get called for a foul. Again, I apologize. We see about two-thirds of the floor. The other third of the floor we cannot see just because we're up here in the crow's nest in the Vatican. Indians do lead by 4, 19-15. Will has the ball guarded by Paige Fortkamp. Drives in, throws over to Rossman. Rossman back up to Mentor. Mentor over to Will.
Wills driving in, guarded by Paige Forkamp. Spins, throws back out to Mentor. Nothing really there. Throws over to Fremont. Fremont back up to Will. Right now, St. John's is running five-out motion, trying to spread the Indians out. Make us work on the defensive end, trying to get a layup. Mentor has the ball, throws over to Fremont. Corner three, no good. Great box out by the Indians. Paige Forkamp with the defensive rebound. Throws ahead to Kiki Wendell. Kiki over to Brenna Holman. Again, for those who've been following the Indians, Brenna Holman sees first action tonight of the season as she's had some knee issues. Throws over to Kiki Wendell. Open three for Brenna. Turns it down. Drives in. Hands off to Paige Forkamp. Little dribble weave right now for the Indians. Over to Brooke College. Skips it over to Kiki Wendell. Open three. Turns it down. Drive in. Little 15-foot pull-up. Good. That's Kiki's shot. She, great little pull-up game she has. That's kind of a loss to art in high school basketball now, but that is Kiki's strength. Quickly down the floor as Caning drives in, throws out, swings over to Mentor. Mentor has the ball, throws it to Gagne. Gagne drives in, throws it up, misses. Paige Forkamp with the defensive rebound. Paige has the ball, pushes in transition over to Val Mullenkamp. Three off the back of the rim. No defensive balance for the Indians. Throws over to Will and then throws it off of Val's legs as she's about ready to go out of bounds. That's one thing when the shot goes up, point guard usually has to get back for defensive balance, but the bad thing is Kiki was under the rim who just made a pass out, so no defensive balance for the Indians there. We got away with one. St. John's has the ball, throws it in. Nice backdoor cut for Caning, fouled by Brooke Collig. And I believe that's going to be the Indians' sixth team foul, so no free throws just yet. Gagne will trigger the ball in underneath her basket. Looks like that's going to be St. John's. Should have been Indians' ball, but looks like it's going to be recovered to St. John's. Again, 4:12 to go, 21-15. Also up here tonight were our Fort Recovery 8th and 7th grade boys. And the 8th grade lose 38-32 in overtime. And the 7th graders lose by 15, and I don't have a score on that. So Indians junior high boys got swept by Delphus. So hopefully we end that tomorrow with the JV and varsity games. St. John's has the ball now. Caning up top, swings the ball. Nope, doesn't swing it. Should have swung it over to Gagne, who was wide open. Throws back to Will on this side of the floor, on the right side. Will drives to the middle of the floor. Back pedals away from the basket, guarded closely by Paige Forkamp. Throws over to Gagne. Gagne drives in. Backdoor cut to Caning. Throws it up and loses it out of bounds, and they stay knocked out by Kiki Wendell, and Kiki looks over like, are you kidding me? So it's going to be retained by Delphus. 21-15, 3:40 to go. Lead here for the Indians. A little fake-off handoff. Caning has the ball in the corner, guard by Brooke Collie. She's backing her way down. Caning drives in, goes to shoot it, and gets fouled. Reach in. Looks like foul on Paige Forkamp, and that's Paige's third. Allie Vaughn looks like she's going to be checking and replacing Brenna Holman. So Caning goes to the free throw line. Chance for two free throws to cut into the Indians' lead here in the fourth quarter with clock stops. No, they didn't call it on the shot. They called it on the ground. Good for the Indians because she missed her first free throw. Kiki Wendell almost travels, gets away with it, throws over to Paige Forkamp in the corner, back up top to Kiki Wendell. Kiki backs it out. Now the Indians can run some time if they choose to do so, which looks like they might be here with a lead, 6-point lead in the fourth quarter. Kiki Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Brooke Collie up top holding the ball. Allie Vaughn drives in, kicks over to Paige Forkamp, throws back up to Brooke Collie, swings back over to Kiki Wendell. Kiki drives in, loses the ball, jump ball going to be called, and possession goes to Delphus St. John's. Got a sub here. Brenna Holman's checking in for Allie Vaughn. 6-point lead for the Indians and just a shade under 3 minutes to go. St. John's triggers the ball into Will. Will's guarded by Paige Forkamp. Throw the ball to Caning. And quickly in the backcourt as they're going backwards away from their basket, Coach Strand calls a full timeout before they get the 10 count. We'll take one with them.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Announcing Open House Week at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH dealer. It's Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th to February 1st. Open House Week is a great time for savings from our parts department. All parts are discounted. That's farm equipment, lawn and garden, all parts are marked down. And you can pre-order your parts now and they'll be ready to go when you stop in. Open House at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, January 29th to February 1st. Stop in and save.
Shout out to Bob and Jackie Leverett traveling home tonight from the St. John's as Rex played with the 8th grade team tonight. St. John's will be taking the ball out underneath our basket, going full court here. Full court man pressed by the Indians. Will triggers the ball into Gagne. Again, Indians lead 21-15 with 2:44 to go in the fourth quarter. Guarded by Kiki Wendell. Even in trailing by six, two minutes and 30 seconds to go, St. John's doesn't look to be in all that much of a hurry. Gagnier does drive in and get fouled. Looks like Kiki's going to pick up that foul, and that would be her third. So from any foul from here on, St. John's will be shooting free throws. It's either going to be two shots or the bonus. Paige Gagnier shoots the first one and hits it to give the Indians now a 5-point lead, 21-16. As I assume St. John's would probably pick up some pressure here a little bit. And they do. Full court, 1-3-1, full court trap. Allie Vaughn has the ball over to Val Mullenkamp. Val Mullenkamp back to Allie Vaughn. Called timeout by Coach Gannis. She saw we were struggling to get across. So, quick 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them.
Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, Indians are triggering the ball in over here on the side. Allie Vaughn has the ball, throws it into Kiki Wendell. About 2 minutes to go with a 4-point lead. Indians spread the floor. Reach in foul on Gagne, so looks like they have three team fouls, so they have a lot more to give. So we'll probably be stopping the clock here often. As the Indians lead by four, they're going after the ball hard. Try to get a turnover or slapping it and going to foul us. Brooke Collard catches the ball on the high post, throws over to Val Mullenkamp, turns down a look. And another quick foul by the team. St. John's, so Allie Vaughn will be taking it out again. That's now their fourth team foul. The minute 57 to go. St. John's is coming over to trap. Kick ball out of bounds by Will. As a fan, you kind of hate to see some of these games, but as a coach, been in that situation before where you hold the ball because you feel like you're outgunned, outmanned, and you got to give your team a chance to win. So Val possibly got away with a walk. Getting trapped by three players there for St. John's over here. And Coach Gannon will take a quick timeout and help Beller out on that. So we'll take one with her.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Indians have the ball. Kiki Window up top. Dribbling around, throws over to Brooke Collig. Brooke Collig has it on the wing, backs it out. St. John's is now manning up, coming up and trapping. Allie Vaughn has the ball. Throws over to Kiki. Kiki over to Brooke. Push, but no call. Get out of the corner, girls. Reach in foul on Mentor, it looks like. On Brooke Collig. So right now they have five fouls. So we got a couple more before we're going to be shooting. So I would say those things would come rapidly if I was St. John. Indians will need to think about who they want to get fouled. And they call moving screen on Brooke Collig. Oh boy, not what you want for the Indians. You have the ball, 4-point lead with a minute 29 to go, and we get called for moving screen. It was a moving screen. All you do is be standing there. And she wasn't, unfortunately. So now St. John's has the ball. The minute 24 and 4-point lead for the Indians. St. John's trailing by four. Gagnier has the ball again. Really not in a hurry. Drives in. Double team there by Kiki and Alley. Throws back up to Caning. Caning drives in. Throws up a wild shot off the rim and misses. Brooke Collig with the rebound. Caning quickly fouls. Fouls now for St. John's. So now we need to think about who they want to have the ball to go to the free throw line. St. John's is in a 1-3-1 full court trap. Kiki Window has the ball. Drives in, picks up a dribble, and called for traveling. Right now the Indians have had back-to-back turnovers. The minute three to go, up 4 points. Not how you want to execute and finish a game off here, girls. Again, it's been kind of a sloppy, ugly played game by kind of both teams. St. John's has kind of made it that way, so it's kind of in their game plan for tonight. But Indians have kind of went through the motions here for the Indians. Three in the corner for Fremont. Boxed out by Brooke on that side. Gets the rebound. A little knee to Caning. So it looks like Brooke's going to be shooting some free throws here. 48 seconds to go. We need these two free throws here, big free throws for the Indians. Looks like Coach Strand's going to take a timeout. 30 seconds or a minute here. Looks like 30-second timeout. We'll take one with them.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
All right. Looks like Brooke Collig going to step up to the free throw line. 1-1 here, so need this one, Brooke. First one up, and good. Increases the lead now by five for the Indians. On the fourth quarter Wabash Mutual scoreboard. And the Hall Brother free throw line, Brooke Cogg with another one, and good. Increases the lead here to 6, 23-17. Indians pick up a little full court. Mentor has the ball, drives in. Kick over to Kane. Kane over to Fremont. She turns down a 3. Kane has the ball. Got away with a foul maybe there for the Indians. Kane, Gagne has the ball, drives in. No. Looks like they're saying deflected by Paige Fortcamp. She gives a little smile. I'm assuming maybe the right call by the look of Paige, but didn't look like it was that way. Little screen-to-screener action on the corner. Gagne has the ball. Open 3. Good. Cuts the lead. 23-20. Fourth quarter here by Wabash Mutual. 24.8 seconds. We'll take one with them.
Hi, this is Cal Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. The chills, headaches, and stuffy noses when the cold and flu strikes, you can count on Cal Pharmacy. We have a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu treatments to offer relief. If you are taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription, and we will recommend the best products for you. Stop in at Cal Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable construction equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All right, after that full timeout there by Delphin St. John's, Indians lead 23-20, 24.8 seconds. Indians looking to get out of the Vatican with a win. Anytime you can get out of the Vatican with a win, we'll take it, no matter how pretty or how ugly. Just chalk us up for a W and we'll move on and play another game. Struggling to get it in right now, and the Indians, ooh, almost turned it over. Trap here in the corner, and they call shove. Not sure I saw that push as the St. John's faithful happens right in front of them, and they were not very happy with that. And I might have to agree with them. Not sure I saw a trap. We were getting trapped. Bow was getting trapped, and they called a shoving foul on Gagne, so Val will go to the free throw line. Nonetheless, we'll take it. Now we have big free throws here for Val. Need to hit first one here. Val shooting 1-1. First one up. Long rebound. Will have a chance to tie. 20 seconds left. Gagne has the ball. Throws over unguarded to Mentor. Whew, dodged a bullet on that one. Mentor is unguarded, and Coach Strand took a timeout as the ball was in the air. Definitely dodged a bullet there. We got lucky. Not sure how she got so open, but we'll take a timeout with them.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance.
All right. St. John's triggers the ball in, almost a steal by Val Mollenkamp. Throws over to Will. 8 seconds left. 6 seconds left. Gagne has the ball, looking for a 3. Step back 3. Oh, little short, right on target, but just grazes the front of the rim. St. John's out of timeouts right now. 0.9 seconds. Indians have the ball. All they have to do is get the ball inbound. Ali Vaughn throws it in off of Canning out of bounds and 0.3 seconds run off the clock. Right now, Indians have a 23-20 lead, fourth quarter, 0.5 seconds to go. All you do is throw the ball in. Don't get a five count. And horn goes off. All right. They were officials were going to call a timeout. Coach Gannon called a timeout. She had one left. And Coach Strant says, just let it go. He's fine with that. He says play on. So Indians walk away with the win, 23-20 at the Vatican over the Delphus St. John's Lady Blue Jays. Well, I will say not the prettiest, but a W nonetheless. And they don't ask you how pretty it was. It's on your record. They just ask you if you got them and chalk one up for the Indians. So Indians improve to 9-2 and 3-1 in MAC play. We'll tally up some stats and we'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. Deodorant is not a shell. Don't fry bacon in the middle. Close your mouth when you ain't one. One's a malt ball. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Why look fast?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
And we're back here. Tally up some stats here real quick. First quarter, it was the Indians on top, 10-4. In the second quarter, the St. John's Lady Blue Jays outscored the Indians, 7-2. Indians led at halftime, 12-11. At the third quarter, the Indians outscore the Blue Jays 5-2 to take a 17-13 lead. And in the fourth quarter, St. John's outscores Fort Recovery 7-6. But the Indians do hold on for a 23-20 victory. Leading scores for the Indians, Val Mullenkamp had 8, Kiki Wendell 6, Ali Vaughn 5, and Brooke Colley 4. And to be honest, it felt like they had those at halftime. Didn't seem like we scored a whole lot in the whole second half. Olivia Patch, Paige Forkamp, Macy Day, Whitley Rammel, Brenna Holman all played. But did not score as, again, St. John's held the ball, made it a very slow-paced game. We did not get up many shots. Right now, just looking at a quick guess here, I'm guessing if we were lucky, if we got up 20 shots or so in this game. So not a lot of offensive opportunities for the Indians. But nonetheless, we walk away with a 23-20 victory. Again, MAC record goes 3-1 in MAC play. And overall, we go to 9-2. So we'll take a quick break, and Coach Gann will hopefully make her way up here to the crow's nests.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Regal with
with navigation, sunroof, remote start, with 22,000 miles for $16,995. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera, with 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back. We have Coach Holly Gann with us up here in the Crow's Nest. Well, Coach, first trip to the Vatican as a coach. Thoughts on that one?
We got the W. You know, hats off to Nate and his team. They, you know, he knew he was going to have to do something different. And I commend them for taking that risk. And they came out and played hard. And clearly they held us down to the wire. So,
yeah, you know, not a lot of chances for offensive output for the Indians. But, you know, we did... have some key moments there, especially late in the game, you know, for us, where we had two turnovers, back-to-back possessions with like a minute to go. And, you know, we didn't get the ball across half court. And, you know, we kind of survived, dodged the bullet there a little bit by getting some defensive stops.
Yeah, you know, we adjusted well late. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't always have to be a pretty win. That was not a pretty win. But, you know, we finished down on the late in the stretch. We made the plays when we had to make the plays. And we move on to OG on Saturday.
Good teams find a way to win close games and games they don't play very well. And this is definitely one of those games we did not play very well. And it wasn't one person. It was a team effort on that regard. But as you say, it's kind of survive and move on, especially in MAC play on the road. But you still got to be happy. I mean, you saw some things out there. You know, hopefully that's not a blueprint of how teams play us. But you know, if they do, you still saw some good things where we made some plays when we had to.
You know, and you're exactly right, because we can go back and look at that, and I can say, you know what, they did some great things, but we also, you know, we didn't play within ourselves. We made some things. We did some things today that I haven't seen for quite a while, you know, so it's like, hey, it's okay. Those things happen. If this is, it's going to happen, you know, like I said, hey, we're going to learn from it, move on to the next game. Unfortunately, when you're in the MAC, these things happen. So I would be honest, I'm sure everybody in the MAC is probably going to take a look at this film and say, what in the world did Delphus do? And I'm sure this won't be the last time that we see this. And that's okay. So we got tons of shots inside the paint. We just got to work on finishing and treasuring those possessions that we do have. And so, again, hats off. It wasn't a pretty one, but it is a W.
Well, just from experience of MAC coaches, if someone has success doing something against you, great chance you're going to see it again. Usually in the teams within the huddle, since you share that, you know, teams will see how they defended us, and I'm sure we're going to see something similar to this again throughout, just because they did have some success against us. So, but again, you still got to be pleased. You know, anytime you walk away with a conference victory, you know, you're going to be happy. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and like I said, we played hard and we finished and we didn't give up, and we had many chances of giving up, many chances. There was a lot of things not going in our favor tonight. So, like I said, I'm super proud of them all the time. And this is just one that, you know, you're like, hey, we got to forget about that. You know, it happened. Let's take away a couple things from it and move on.
You know anything about OG? I'm sure you do, but...
Yes, I do.
Anything you want to share?
You know, they have... they got a little bit of everything, you know, they're very much more down. So Delphus was kind of a good experience us for that. They are going to be down. They got some guards. They got a big girl inside. So, you know, again, we're just going to bounce back from this one and to take a look at some things. We're going to get full court press. I mean, we're going to see it all again. They're full 55. I mean, they're full man. So holding composure, limit the number of turnovers we have, treasure those possessions. When we're open, we got to shoot the ball. And when we have a lane, we got to take it and drive, you know, gain some confidence. And so that's the thing tomorrow. We are going to have to work on having a little bit more composure. And, you know, again, it's a team I think we can get. So we'll prepare for that tomorrow and rest our bodies and go at it again on Saturday.
Well, and the good thing, too, is if we're going to make a tournament run, there's a good chance a team Since we're going to have more size than most teams we play, there's a great chance that a team we play may try to play us like this. So that would be an opportunity for us to maybe get some experience, because most teams haven't pressed us a whole lot this year. So that could be something that we could maybe use in our advantage and say, hey, this is something we may see in a tournament, and maybe get us prepared mentally for that as well and use that as an advantage.
Absolutely. Again, just grow, move on, and we'll be okay. We'll be all right.
All right. Well, I appreciate you climbing the ladder all the way up here and seeing us in this hot crow's nest.
Yes,
up here.
It is very warm up here. My goodness.
Especially when you're scared of heights. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're scared of heights?
I am afraid of heights. So.
Oh, this is good. Way to overcome those fears.
Yeah, how about
I'm proud
that?
Of you.
We improved tonight. How about that?
You could have chose that side over there. Those scaffolding looks pretty safe. It would just been a little tight for you guys.
Yeah, it would have been. Well, Coach, appreciate you stopping up. Congratulations on the win, and good luck on Saturday.
Hey, thanks.
All right, we'll take a short break. We'll come back, wrap up some stats, and we'll sign off then.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Again, Indians win 23-20. Improved the record of 9-2, 3-1 in the MAC play. Indians again were led tonight by Val Mullenkamp with 8, Kiki Wendell with 6, Allie Vaughn with 5, Brooke Collig with 4 to round out the scoring for the Indians. We will again be on air tomorrow. Bob Leverett, myself, will be on air tomorrow as the boys, Delphi St. John's Blue Jays, comes down to the Fortside Fieldhouse for a tough MAC play. St. John's is undefeated, so it should be a great game for the Indians, and hopefully to see everyone out there at the Fortside Fieldhouse tomorrow. Signing off, Brian Patch and Neil Spencer tonight.
Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.